And what we're starting to run into now is we've made Over the Rhine such an attractive place that so many other businesses and loft developers and other kinds of occupants have moved in around us, and we're starting to get a little anxious for space. We would like to grow the institution and make our footprint much larger and accommodate more students here. We're having to scramble every day to find places for the students to live, places for them to park their cars, additional studio spaces, additional classroom spaces, those kinds of things. So we're in a funny roundabout kind of irony. We're a victim of our own success. We've made Over the Rhine such an attractive place that we're having to go out and compete for space with some of these other folks who have found it attractive as well.
How many students do you have now at the Art Academy?
Well, the undergraduate core is about 235 students. Over the summer, we'll accommodate another 10 or so students in our master's degree program.
And you're talking of expanding. How would that manifest itself?
Well, we have enough studio capacity within the present building. You know, it's six stories. It's about 115,000 square feet. We've got enough space within the building to support the academic programs. But it's all those auxiliary uses of space that are getting to be a bit of a concern. We're finding that on top of everything else, the institution is attracting what you might call traditional college students and also attracting students from further away than just the city of Cincinnati and the metropolitan area. So what that means is we have to find a place for them to live. We'd like it to be close to the academic building. We'd like it to be under our watch so that we can put a resident assistant in with the residential students so they've got somebody there to support them when they need things. And then, of course, they have to have a place to park their automobile, and then the students who are commuting in from the surrounding areas, from Cincinnati and the surrounding area, they have to have a place to park their cars.
What are your plans to collaborate with other community organizations in the area?
Well, we're very actively pursuing partnerships, not only with institutions like Artworks and other kinds of sort of cultural organizations. I have a list of high schools in the area that we're trying to set up meetings to talk about partnerships that we can get with some of those things. One of the most attractive things in post-secondary education right now is reaching back down into K-12 education and providing things like dual enrollment classes and other kinds of programs that can help high school students get on track to go to college even earlier in their academic career than they might ordinarily be able to do. And so, you know, we've got the School for Creative and Performing Arts right here in the neighborhood. That would be an obvious first place to us to reach out to and see if some students there would be interested in earning college credit while they're still high school students.
John Sullivan hopes to expand the Art Academy's student enrollment by 10% a year over the next several years. The new Art Academy president also wants to partner with Cincinnati area colleges and universities. I'm Steve Hirschberg.